Welcome to the Selling from the Heart podcast on the Salescast Network. You've joined a global movement of sales professionals who are dedicated to being authentic and building trust. We call it Selling from the Heart. Together, we are on a mission to bring sincerity and substance to the sales profession we all love. Get ready to be inspired and equipped as we join our hosts, Larry Levine and Daryl Amy.
Larry here. Unleash your business potential with Work Better Now. Get access to top-notch, full-time remote talent that delivers results from day one. Say goodbye to tedious admin tasks and time-consuming hiring. Whether you need an executive assistant, want to grow your team, or simply want to free up your time so you can sell more, Work Better Now has got you covered. Their carefully vetted and matched remote workforce will streamline your operations. Join Daryl and I in experiencing the positive impact of Work Better Now. Our assistant Carmen has been with us for almost 2 years, and she has been a tremendous benefit to our team. Book a free consultation at workbetternow.com and transform your business today. Use promo code HEART to receive $150 off for your first 3 months.
Hello and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amy, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
Another great day in the Selling from the Heart podcast studio. I am so fired up to have our conversation today.
We got David Newman in the house. Do it selling. You're going to have an incredible time. We're going to have a powerful conversation. Get a pen and notepad and you're going to get ready to take some action because this man is all about action. Speaking of action, Larry, there's a lot of action going on inside the Selling from the Heart community. We've been talking about the relaunch of Selling from the Heart, picked up by New York Publisher right now on barnesandnoble.com. And it's so fun. All the different people pre-ordering this book, taking advantage of the bonus items. And what an exciting time, Larry.
It is. And who would have thought this whole journey started 6 years ago, me convincing you to do a podcast with me. And we call it Selling from the Heart. Then it turns into the book. This has been a wild ride. So now I'm dating myself because I grew up in Southern California going to Disneyland. And I remember tickets. This has been an e-ticket ride, e-ticket ride.
We're passing the line. By the way, if you want to get to the front of the line, if you'll do us the favor of pre-ordering at least one copy of Selling from the Heart on barnesandnoble.com, just go to barnesandnoble.com, order the book, and then go to sellingfromtheheart.net/pre-order. And we've got over $300 worth of thank you items to thank you for helping us fuel this movement of authenticity and trust inside the sales profession. And this is a movement, and this movement is full of amazingly cool people. And we love hearing from our listeners every week.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a special shout out to Matt Nelson. Matt Nelson is a kindred spirit. I'm a firm believer you meet people at the right time in your life. Our paths crossed 3 years ago. Matt Nelson, you're a rock star. I appreciate all the in-depth conversations we've had.
Absolutely. And we absolutely love this community, Matt. You are a rock star. And you are genuine to the core. And this is the type of people we're meeting here at Selling from the Heart. And all of this, though, I mean, you got to take some genuine action. And that's why I'm excited that we've got David Newman in the house. And David Newman is the author of the number one business bestsellers, Do It Marketing and Do It Speaking. He's known as one of the top revenue growth mentors for consultants, executive coaches, and B2B experts. And in his newest book, Do It Selling, he helps sellers, service professionals, trusted advisors, consultants, coaches, all of us get bigger deals, close more, get higher fees, all of it in Do It Selling. So without further ado, David Newman, welcome to the Selling from the Heart podcast. It's great to have you here.
David. Gentlemen, pleasure to be here. And my latest book is actually Selling from the Heart with Larry Levine, David Newman, and Daryl Amy. Look for it in a bookstore near you.
There you go. There you go. I tell you, we're going to have a great time. I know we're going to have a great time.
This is going to be a lot of fun. And David, as we get started, you've been in the Selling from the Heart green room thinking about the answer to the question that every guest on the Selling from the Heart podcast answers. And that is, David, what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
That phrase is near and dear to my heart because one of my early mentors said, David, you're so, and this, I put this in the book. It's so meaningful to me. You're so concerned about being a better salesperson. Don't worry about being a better salesperson. Be a better person and more sales will happen. So what selling from the heart means to me, just be a better person.
This is so good. And it really just pings off of the subtitle of the book, How Your Authentic Self Sells You. And it is about becoming a better person. And when you become a better person, it just goes back. I've been on this deep Napoleon Hill journey. And, you know, he talks about the law of attraction as well. This is how you start attracting like-minded and like-hearted people, right? Is just get to know who your authentic self is and just put it out there and watch what starts to happen when it comes back.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I had a selling from the heart experience as a prospect. And this was a few years ago. We're shopping around for a financial advisor. And, you know, financial advisors have some of the worst reputations out there as far as sales. And, you know, the way to get out of a conversation in a networking event, someone comes up to you. So what do? You go, I'm a financial advisor. And they just run the other way. So financial advisor. And we're having our initial conversation. And I'm sitting here. I'm waiting for the hammer to drop. I'm waiting for him to go into sales mode. You guys know what I mean by sales mode. Mm-hmm. And this guy was so genuine and completely unconcerned, completely detached from whether I became a client or not. And it's one of those moments where you have this sort of 3D observer, like you're observing the conversation, you're in it, but you're also observing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this guy is so genuine. This guy is so nice. This guy cares about me and my financial future. And he's not asking the stock questions and the rote questions. He's really he's listening and he's really molding and shaping the conversation 100% around me and my family and my needs. And the punchline, of course, is the sales part. It never came. It never came. The buying part came. I signed up with him. I'm like, I like this guy. I trust this guy. I would leave this guy with my kids. You know, I was like, kids, okay, we got Uncle Brian's going to watch you for a couple hours. I'm going to the store. I literally would leave my kids with him. Now, my kids are older now, but when we first started working with him, and it was a very memorable moment in this kind of selling from the heart experience, because prospects, they literally feel it. Yep. And so much sales training and so many sales books, not your book, not my book, but they focus on the surface level. They focus on the scripts and the tactics and the techniques. You can have the world's greatest scripts, the world's greatest tactics, the world's greatest techniques. And if your come from is not from the right place, you will never, ever make a sale.
Amen on that.
On the other hand, right? Yep. On the other hand, you could be human. You could fumble. You could stumble. You could stutter. You could say the wrong thing at the wrong time. If your come from is 100% genuine, authentic, heart-centered, and real, doesn't matter what you say. They will buy because of who you are, and they will buy because of how you are selling that's in complete alignment with who you are.
It's so good. And I'm a firm believer in all of that. And they will open up. They will open up and they will share with you. I call these business secrets, David, but they will share with you what's on their mind and what's on their heart faster than with all the sales tips, tricks, and all the things that we go through. And I think y'all get where we're going with this, but this is mission critical at this stage of where sales is at and the perception of how salespeople are viewed.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, some people, especially professional service providers who really hate the S word. And, you know, I love the S word. I know you guys love the S word being sales. But they think that it's somehow manipulative or pushy or selfish. And of course, I think that's from a couple of different sources. And I'm sure you've had guests and I'm sure you two have talked about this at length. It comes from bad sales training. It comes from bad sales people. And it comes from bad sales experiences that they've had as a prospect. And then we come on the line here going, hi, We're sales consultants. We're sales coaches. We're sales authors. We can help you sell. They go, no, no, not selling, because that's selling the wrong way with the wrong come from. And they've never learned to sell the right way, which is their own way. Right. So one of my tenets that I put in the Do It Selling book, there is no one way. There's a thousand paths up the mountain. It's not there's more than one path up the mountain. There's a thousand paths up the mountain. And it's up to us to figure out what's going to fit for our personality, our preferences, our strengths, who we are, who our prospects are, and the natural organic conversations that we need to have. Like my financial advisor that just invites people in to an open, vulnerable conversation about what they want, what they need, why they want it, why they need it, what success looks like, what does it look like when we solve that problem, what does it look like when we get that outcome, and can I help you get there or not? And that kind of sales conversation, my friends, is rare.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love it. This is so powerful, and I'm a huge fan of this book. And if you're listening on audio, just go look up Do It Selling, 77 instant action ideas and to land better clients, bigger deals, and higher fees. But these, what I love about this book, and you can hear the heart of David Newman if you're listening in, this is an artful blend of heart, come from, I love that, by the way. This is an artful blend of heart and action and taking action. And, you know, we're big advocates here at Selling from the Heart in terms of, yes, authentic relationship, yes, meaningful value, but it better be paired with disciplined habits or nothing's gonna happen. And what I love about this book is as you go through it, you've got action items every single, and it's not like do this tomorrow, it's do this right now, right now. And so I think this is immensely helpful. So first of all, from the sales community, thank you for putting this book together. Why do you think salespeople are hesitant to take action? What's the roadblock behind the 70? We got 77 really practical things that we can do from this book. Great ideas. Why are salespeople hesitant to take action? Why do we lean sometimes towards doing the paperwork or you know, browsing on the scores or LinkedIn or whatever?
Well, and you know, I think the greatest hesitation is with prospecting.
Yep.
Because I think it was Mike Weinberg. Have you had Mike on your show?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, years ago.
So one of the golden lines out of one of Mike's books, and it might have even been the first book of the new Sales Simplified. He says, nobody defaults to prospecting activity.
Oh my gosh, all of a sudden I accidentally found myself prospecting.
Right? It's like, well, or you know, let's say that suddenly an appointment cancels or you have a free hour. No one says, oh, I have a free hour. This is great. Let me get back to my prospecting. Never, right? Never. And that's because that initial 10 seconds, what do I say? What do I send? How do I reach out on LinkedIn? How do I reach out on email? If I want to reach out by phone, how do I reach out by phone? What's the voicemail? How do I not sound pitchy, salesy, self-centered, and goofy? Whether that's email, LinkedIn, carrier pigeon, whatever. Here's my mantra about this. Prospects are simply future clients and customers. Think about how we treat clients and customers after they buy. Yeah. After they buy, we treat them like friends, right? They're our new best friends, literally new best friends. I know that this is how you guys run the business, that deep personal friendships come out of business. Sometimes business leads to et cetera. If we treated every prospect like they're already a client, but they don't know it yet. They just don't know it yet. So how would you treat a client? How would you open a conversation with a brand new client? What would you say? What would you send? You wouldn't send a pitch. You would send value. You wouldn't be pushing on them. You would be inviting them. You wouldn't be all stressed out about what do I say? You would just say what naturally or typically ask, because prospecting is really a much more of a process of asking questions than it is about making statements or pitches or you know, saying how great you are. no one has ever left a cocktail party if they met someone new and said, I really don't like that Larry Levine. He was way too interested in me. He asked me way too many questions about my life, my kids, my vacation, you know, what I do in my spare time. I don't like, he's nosy. I don't like this guy. They love people that are curious, caring, and committed to serving. Yep. So another one of the do it selling principles is we really have to look at our prospecting behavior and we have to make some changes in our prospecting behavior so that we're truly serving before selling and helping before pitching. No one's ever been thrown out of anyone's office, virtual or physical, by being too helpful and too relevant and too generous. So that's what prospecting really looks like.
You know, and here's what's interesting about all of this. When you sign up for sales, you don't sign up for sales and say, I'm going to do everything that I could possibly do in sales except for prospecting. Mm-hmm. We all know that it starts with prospecting. But yet, you know, salespeople find this so difficult. And here's where it becomes even worse is go ask a well-tenured salesperson who's well-established in their career to start prospecting for new business and watch them run the other way. And it doesn't have to be this way. It just goes back to, we haven't made prospecting as salespeople a priority. It's become an afterthought. And when it becomes an afterthought, we just lack practice on all of this.
Yeah.
I love it.
And how many salespeople have you guys heard say the following? I just need to get in front of more people. Man, when I'm in front of somebody, it is great. They love it. I love them. We have a fantastic conversation. I close 80% of my appointments, all of this stuff. It's like, well, how do I get in front of more people? That is, in fact, called prospecting, my friends.
Yep.
That's what that's called. Yep. But you have to go in as if you're already hired.
Yep.
So one of my, and there's lots of kind of language and frameworks in the Do It Selling book. One of my favorite opening questions, first question is, hey, Daryl, great to talk to you today. Would it be okay if for the duration of our conversation today, I treat you like a fee-paid client? May I treat you like a fee-paid client? And they go, okay. Or more often they go, sure, but what does that mean? And the answer to that is, well, here's what it means. I'm going to add as much value as I possibly can to our time together today, which means I'm going to ask your permission to interrupt, to redirect our conversation and make sure you get maximum value from our time together. And I'm also going to tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear, because that's what I do with my clients. Would that be okay? Now, you have number one, you've taken charge of the call.
Yep.
Number two, you have said, I'm doing this to serve you, so I'm not going to let you wander off the ranch and go into irrelevant areas. You've given me permission to what? Interrupt and redirect, very important, and maximize the value of the call. So you are truly serving that client, even if they don't buy. They need to really get some insight and some value from that initial conversation, which is why I frame it as, for the duration of our time today, may I treat you like a fee-paid client? And this puts people immediately in the frame of, oh, well, okay, that means I'm not going to be pitched. I'm not going to be talked at. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be PowerPointed to death, because you wouldn't do that with a fee-paid client. It's like, hey, I'm already giving you money. Let's start the real dialogue here. And it gets people to lower their shields.
Oh, I love that one. And this is why I love this book so much. So full of practical ideas, Do It Selling. We're going to continue this conversation with David. I know there's more things we want to get into here that are super practical. But right now, we're going to take a brief break to hear not only from our sponsors, but also from our friend, Cheryl Halbert. Cheryl is a near and dear Selling from the Heart champion, and she has sent us a video answering the question, what does it mean to her to sell from the heart? So after we hear from Cheryl, a brief word from our sponsors, we'll rejoin this very interesting conversation with David Newman. Daryl here, and I'm excited to announce that Larry's book, Selling from the Heart, has been picked up by a New York publishing house and is now available for pre-order on the barnesandnoble.com website. The movement of authenticity is gaining momentum, and it would be beneficial to have the book available not just online, but also on the shelves of Barnes & Noble stores. To make this a possibility, we would like to get pre-orders for as many copies of Selling from the Heart as possible in order to demonstrate the book's popularity. So those who pre-order the book on barnesandnoble.com are going to receive over $250 in special bonus items as a token of our gratitude for supporting this huge goal. To show your support, pre-order Selling from the Heart on barnesandnoble.com and then go to sellingfromtheheart.net/book to get access to your special bonus items. We are so grateful for your support as we continue to build this movement of authenticity in the sales profession we all love.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Halbert, the founder and CEO of RecSource. Selling from the heart means to me that you put your customers' needs before your own. Two ears, one mouth for a reason. Seeking to understand the problems that your customer has, the resources you have to help solve them, before seeking to solve your own, how to sell to them. That's what it means to sell from the heart.
Oh, that was that was good.
God, Cheryl, you rock. And by the way, if you want to send a video in, we love hearing from our listeners. What does it mean to you to sell from the heart? Just text the word video to 21,000. That's video to 21,000. You'll get instructions on how to do it. We're here with David Newman of Do It Selling. David, what's your favorite? You got 77 practical ideas in here. What's your favorite one? Or what's one of the ones that you go, man, if you were to flip to a chapter of this book and just go, this is one you can't miss?
Discovery conversations. So there's a subtle difference between doing a really good, caring, connected discovery conversation versus peppering this poor prospect with question after question after question, so they feel like they're being interrogated. So one of the models that I share in the Do It Selling book is think of yourself as a courtroom attorney. And there's kind of a cross-examination mantra. Number one, one question at a time, and listen to the answer. Deeply listen to the answer, and then ask follow-up questions as needed. Number two, ask leading questions. And you've seen this in all the courtroom dramas. It's like, oh, Your Honor, I object. Leading the witness. Well, we need to lead the witness because we need to lead the sales conversation. So we're not leading them into somewhere dangerous or scary or bad. We're leading them to be analyzing and asking questions of their own situation, their own goals, what they're, you know, really uncovering the truth of their situation and their circumstances. When I say uncovering the truth, that sounds kind of squishy. What I mean is prospects will sometimes come into an initial conversation and they have their shields up and their head is full of self-soothing delusions. Hey, we're okay. It's not that bad. You know, we're okay with 40% turnover because I don't know, because you're crazy. That's why. But you've gotten used to the pain. So that's the problem. Self-soothing delusions, arrogance, complacency, all of those things. When we are in smart, caring, connected cross-examination mode, we're just peeling the onion. We're figuring out, you know, what's going on and then what else behind that, the question behind the question, the issue behind the issue, the purpose of which is to help them reveal their own, the truth of their situation. So that we peel away those self-soothing delusions, we get behind the arrogance or complacency if it's there. And by the way, arrogance and complacency, it sounds kind of mean. They're human, right? We all show up. No, I'm fine. I'm okay. It's not that bad around here. And of course it is bad, because otherwise, why are they talking to you? They're not talking to you because there's nothing good on Netflix that day. They're not talking to you because they're bored. They're talking to you because they have a problem or an outcome that they do not know how to solve the problem or get to the outcome. And then finally, number three is know when to go off the script or the questioning plan. Like a courtroom attorney doesn't just ask a series of random questions. There's a sequence and there's a syntax and there's an order in which they ask the questions. So they have a questioning plan. When someone says something profound or important or pivotal, you need to set aside the script, quote unquote, the framework. Mm-hmm. I don't use the word script. I call them frameworks. And you need to say, well, tell me more about that. When did that start? Tell me, what's that costing you financially? What's that costing you professionally? What's that costing you personally? What else have you done to try and fix that? I'm curious, why hasn't that worked? And what else, and what else, and what else, and what else, right? Really getting into a conversation that is based on deep questioning and deep listening. Because the final point on this, just like a courtroom attorney, mm-hmm. you never want to ask a question that you don't want the witness to hear themselves say in open court. So yes, you're listening to it, but prospects don't argue with their own data. So if you can pull it out of them that this is a big problem, this is costing us a lot of money, this is costing us a lot of headache, this is costing us a lot of rework, this is costing us a lot of profit margin, this is costing us a lot of wasted time and effort and energy. I'm not saying that as a trusted advisor. You're saying that, and prospects never argue with their own data.
Oh, this is good stuff. And I want to continue on this discovery thing, because as I'm sitting here listening to what you're saying, and this is great stuff, is how would that salesperson set this up? So, and where I'm going with this, David, is, you know, they've already agreed to agree, right? They've had a first meeting, and in that conversation, they go, hey, let's agree to spend some more time and talk about this. It's not the right time, but let's just set it up for 2 weeks later. So 2 weeks later, the discovery is going to start to happen. Walk us through how that sales professional could set up the front of this to invite them into, we're having this discovery question. What's that look like?
Well, that's really that. So the framework that I shared about, may I treat you like a fee paid client? That is that second conversation.
Okay.
So that's where we say, hey, now, you know, you agreed that, hey, we got something to talk about, and we had kind of, we set up the call, and now this is the actual call. So I like to break it up into a helping call and then a sales call.
Okay.
So here's what the helping call is. Let's talk about what you have going on. I'm happy to share two or three specific ideas. This is the exact language. I'm happy to share two or three specific ideas for your exact situation and goals, so they know it's about them. They know it's going to be 100% relevant and customized to them. And then at the end of that conversation, if you want to talk further about what we might do next, I'm totally open to that. If that solves the problem, I'm totally cool with that as well. Great. So now we have the helping call. And I'm literally, so people say, well, how do I convince the prospect that I can really help them? Here's a dramatic, I mean, you better write this down. Don't talk about how you can help them. Actually help them on the helping call. It's not called a I promise to help you call. It's called a helping call. And so you process some issues. You answer a couple of questions. Here's the mantra that's in the book. Never do consulting on a sales call, and never sell on a consulting call, or what I call a helping call. Mm. So this is purely about them. At the end of the helping call, here's the dialogue. Hey, Larry, final question for you, and then I'll throw it over to you and for any final questions that you have for me. There are two kinds of folks that book this kind of call. The first kind of person just wants the advice, the insights, a little bit of answers, and that's totally cool, and I'm happy to do that. The second kind of person, of course, they also want the answers and the insights and the recommendations, but they're also test driving what a working relationship with me might feel like. I'm curious, which camp do you find yourself in? Here is how the math works. This has been my experience, and hundreds of clients that I've worked with have corroborated this experience. 50% of the people will say, no, just wanted the info. This was super helpful. You're a great guy. I'm not ready. I'm not going to hire anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to buy anything. Great. 50% go bye-bye. No problem. But when they have a need, guess who they're going to come back to? The super helpful, super smart person that they just had this pivotal conversation with. 30% will say, I'm in kind of test drive mode. I came to your webinar and I saw your website, or we met on LinkedIn, and we do need help in this area. So I'm definitely in test drive mode. Again, why'd they book the call? Not because they're bored, not because there's nothing good on Netflix, not because they just have a lot of free time to waste. If you're talking to someone, they have a problem and they know they have a problem and they want some help. So 30% will say, yes, I'm in test drive mode. What about the other 20%? So 50% no,
yep.
30% yes, I'd like to go to the next step. The other 20% will say, you know, Daryl, it's funny. I came onto this call. I had no intention of hiring you. I had no intention of bringing you into our company. We are not looking for sales training right now, but this conversation was so valuable and you helped me see some things that I couldn't even see were there. I would like to talk to you actually about what it might look like to work together, what it might look like to bring you into the company. Because you had this deep dive, I'm going to call it, it could be very short, it could be 30 minutes, and it could still be a transformative conversation because it's so enlightening and it's so valuable and literally the light bulbs are going off over their heads. So 50% no, 30% yes, I want to go to the next step, 20% I wasn't going to, but let's talk. Then you say, well, that was not the intention of our call today. Our call today was genuinely a value call. I'm not here to pitch you anything or sell you anything. Let's do this. Are you in front of your calendar? Yes, I am.
Dude.
Great. I've got some time tomorrow. I've got some time on Thursday. I got 2 o'clock tomorrow. I got 4 o'clock on Thursday. By the way, I'm on Eastern time. Which do you prefer? Then you book that call. That is now the sales call. But the beauty is they know it's a sales call because they asked for a sales call. You know it's a sales call because you basically invited them to a conversation about what it might look like to become a client. So you've totally maintained the integrity of the helping call where you did help them. They raised their hand and said, yes, I would like to talk to you about what a working relationship might look like, small, medium, large, and supersize. Book that call. Do not get off that first call until you've put the time and date in their calendar. And then you're going in completely with integrity, complete transparency, and you're going to have an adult to adult conversation about how you can help them.
Beautiful.
Solid goal, David. Solid
Beautiful. Goal. You heard it here, folks. Do it selling. So, David, how can people get more David Newman in their life? Of course, we're all going to go out and buy a copy of Do It Selling and read it and put it to action. How else can folks get a hold of you?
A couple of different ways. So there is all kinds of bonuses and companion tools and downloads, just like with your amazing book. Our bonuses and companion tools are at doitselling.com. And there's some training videos and templates and resources there. We also have, of course, a podcast. And so Daryl was on the show. Larry, you're going to come on the show. It's going to be totally fantastic. Called The Selling Show. That's simply theSellingShow.com. And we also have a free PDF download. That's our Do It Marketing Manifesto. And that's at doitmarketing.com/manifesto.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Ugh. David, thank you so much for investing in us today. I feel like this has been the help call. This was really, really wonderful. Your generosity here is fantastic. And I just on behalf of everybody in the Selling from the Heart community, thank you for investing in us today. This was dynamite.
Super grateful.
Gentlemen, thank you both. So much fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Larry, such gold nuggets of wisdom. And I told you, I love this book. Let's get to the front. Do It Selling, 77 Action Ideas to Land Better, Bigger, and Higher Clients. And this is dynamite stuff. Really, really good. And I love getting to the end of a podcast and going, I learned some really good things here today.
No, so did I. And you know what I like about our conversation is more salespeople, I encourage them, have a conversation and detach from the outcome. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, A, they already know you're in sales. And it's just the whole time I remember going back to my very first business coach. He goes, if you want to have any success in sales, stop acting like a salesperson. It's just invite people into a conversation.
Just be a better person.
Just be a better person. You're right.
I love it. I love it. Well, you want to grab a copy of Do It Selling. And while you're out there, go ahead and grab the new edition, the re-release of Selling from the Heart right there on barnesandnoble.com. And then go to the link in the show notes, sellingfromtheheart.net/pre-order to get over $300 in thank you items as we fuel this movement of authenticity in the sales profession. Summer's here and it's time to stay focused. And one of the best ways to get focused is to put Selling from the Heart on your playlist. So if you've not liked or subscribed, make sure to do that on the platform on which you listen. Thank you to everybody who is sharing Selling from the Heart. And Larry, we got dynamite coming up in the weeks to come. I'm so excited about all the things that are rolling out right now.
We will definitely keep you interested throughout all the summer to fuel your sales growth as you head into the fall and winter of this year.
Awesome. Well, until next time, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep building trust. Do it. And most of all,
sell from the heart.
Thanks for listening to the Selling from the Heart podcast on the Salescast Network. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. We appreciate your encouraging reviews as it helps us spread the word. As always, we would love to connect with you. So look for us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and your favorite podcast platform. This podcast is produced by our friends at Salescast. Learn more at www.salescast.co. We look forward to seeing you next time.